Suskin. He is the public information officer for York County. And once a month, York County government will swing by the microphones and kind of update us about various departments and projects and people. And we always love to get an update from Greg Suskin and his communications team. So good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Really glad to be here. I miss this place.
We missed you. So. We say sometimes when you come in, it's not enough time. We just need more time to roll and chat.
That is a good point.
I'll take a couple segments sometime if you'll let me.
Right. Yeah. You're on the bench. We know that for sure.
I think we started this interview 10 minutes ago. We had to just pause for the actual interview.
Right.
Well, don't worry, Greg, because CN2, you know, now is upstairs. And every now and then, the ghost of Greg Suskin will walk the halls of the newsroom.
I bet that's a scary sight.
No, I actually have some of your office, so I should give you a little corner.
Thank you very much. I'd appreciate it.
Do you have a headshot that you can give me? I'll keep it
several.
There.
Even better, give a 6-foot cardboard
cutout.
Oh, I love it. Stand-up thing. Yeah, okay.
Right in the corner.
I'll get right on that. See if that's in the budget for next year.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, Greg, there's so much that we can do, but I do want to start with today. Today's date is Thursday, September the 7th, and you said when you glanced down at your phone before we went on the air, you noticed the date, and it's something very special to you.
Yeah, I actually wasn't thinking about it at all yesterday. This morning, it's one of those things where you look at the phone to see the time, and you notice the date and go, oh my gosh. Yeah, today's my 2-year anniversary beginning with York County.
Wow.
To the day.
Congrats,
and
Greg.
I didn't even think about it. Also, it's gone by very quickly, of course, but yeah, wow. 2 years to the day, and I'm back in this building where I spent 21 years as an I had an office here. So
when you look at your career in just TV news, because that's where we know you from, how long were you in TV news, and then how long were you at WSOC?
Total 29 years, 21 years at WSOC.
Boy.
Yeah.
Which is the equivalent of like 30 or equivalent of what, 40 or 50 years in other professions,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. So in 2 years, has it flown by in your eyes? Do you feel like, wow, I still really miss news? How do you grapple with that? Because whether it's news going to what you're doing, and other people have the same thing when they leave a profession and kind of enter a whole nother world, you know, you got pros and cons.
Yeah, I mean, as kind of we're talking about before we came on the air, I mean, I miss certain aspects. I do miss that adrenaline rush of having like the lead story at 6 o'clock. There was just something special about being breaking news right at the top of the newscast. You know, everybody's watching and you've got a breaking story you just got on the scene with. You just can't replicate that in something else. It's just that kind of feeling, you know, something you've worked on all day long, got in the air, it's all on you. And, you know, that it's also a lot of pressure, you know, of course, but other aspects are just like, oh, wow, I'm so glad I don't have to do this or that anymore, you know? And it's almost hard to compare because it's just so different. The pace is different and the day-to-day assignments are different. And, you know, in news, you have an assignment and you focus on it for that day. But at the end of the day, the stress is gone. You're not really worrying about tomorrow. You just wanted to get whatever you're going to get on at 5 and 6. This job here, well, you work on projects for days, for weeks. There's some things that I've got on our calendar that are months away, and you know that they're out there, and you got to kind of build to those things. So I think that's the way the rest of the country kind of works, the rest of the world.
Average worker, yeah. Greg.
And I could just, you know, just leave it the rest of the day and gone, and then say, well, tomorrow's going to start with a clean slate. There's no clean slate anymore. Mm. And so that's takes some adjustment.
Well, with York County government, you still have the glory of releasing a lot of the news to us.
Yeah.
And I think that has to still be an adrenaline rush, whether it's good, bad, exciting, because we're all sitting on pins and needles waiting to hear, well, what's happening? And you really have the ends that we don't get to see. So take that and run with that.
Yeah, it is. And that has been, I mean, not maybe the absolute most fun, but that's been fun, is to have, you know, Josh Stender with me. I know he was on here a while back, former photographer who's now my multimedia specialist. Can't just call him a photographer anymore. I've got to call him a multimedia specialist because that's his title.
It's so true.
You know, just to be able to go and do like news type stories and just do them different ways and have our own deadline and our own ideas. And nobody's really telling me we want you to do this assignment or that assignment. Maybe some, but that's probably 5% of it. The other 95%, Josh and I go, hey, let's see if we can put a video together, something interesting on this. And we just go do it. And then we'll say, well, when do you want to put that out? Tomorrow? Next week? I don't know. You know, it's just, there's a lot of freedom in that.
It's a different kind of urgency, I guess.
It's a different kind of urgency, yeah.
Well, if you don't follow York County government on all the social media channels, please do so. One, just for information. But two, Greg and Josh really do a nice job of their skill set transitioning from news to really reporting the news within the county. I know the county wanted to tell its story.
Right.
And you have been a huge part. You and Josh have been a huge part of that. I've lived in this county, and there are certain stories that you do, and I'm like, I've lived here and had no idea this exists. Or just scratch the surface without really diving in deep. And again, what you're able to do in the county versus in news, because you get a set amount of time, usually a minute and a half if you're lucky. Now, you at home might just think, God, that's a minute and a half? That might seem long. It's so short. It really is short. So in this case, you can go long or short for sure. So if you don't follow them, please do so and check out their YouTube channel, because they do release some pretty informative and fun videos about organizations, people, departments, programs within the county that you might know exist, but you know, yeah, maybe didn't know all the details. The recent one is what, the trap spay and neuter program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I had no idea that existed in the county. And now after I saw that, I'm like, boy, it's a good program to have.
Yeah, it turned out really well too. Just got a lot of publicity from that. Also, just the fact that you talk about, you know, a lot of things in the county. You've lived here a long time. You never knew. I felt exactly the same way until I went to work for the county. I certainly covered a lot of different things, but, you know, different things focused on different issues and such. But when I got to the county, I realized, oh, wow, so this is what this department does. And this is what this department does. Never knew. And now you kind of get that inside look, and it's just cool to see how much actually goes on. And we can publicize a lot of that. So it's fun.
And you get to share their stories.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That's true. All right. So a couple of things we've joked before. Following a county council meeting, you are the most valuable person in all of the land. I think between what, myself and Tyler, and maybe some others, we will contact
there are some
you
others.
On,
yeah,
on the regular, it yes, seems like. I just texted him yesterday to ask about a project. So kind of, if you can, just maybe update us on SILFAB, Project Cobra, and some other issues that are, you know, that are being debated within the county.
Yeah, basically with both of those you just mentioned, with SILFAB and with Project Cobra, they're expected, I can't say 100% because that agenda hadn't been put together yet, but they're expected to be up for a final vote at the next meeting, which is the 18th of this month.
Okay.
And that will finally bring those to fruition, and you know, announcements can be made and all that kind of stuff. So that's supposed to happen. It's these things always take time. Along the way, there's lots of discussions and meetings and things like that, of course, but those should be up at the next meeting, so we should be able to give a lot more information, both from our office, and there'll be, you know, news releases and that kind of stuff coming out as well.
So I think it will be the third reading on SILFAB, which is that solar company, right, that wants to put its, I think, headquarters in Fort Mill.
It is a manufacturing plant.
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they've got, I know we had them on the other day, they've got some locations, physical locations, I think in Canada and Washington State. Mm-hmm. But they said this one, they looked all over the country, because we said, why Fort Mill? Like, what in all the land, why Fort Mill? And they said it checked every box that we needed to have.
So, yeah, and I listened to that interview. I thought they did a great job here that mm-hmm. morning talking and such, yeah.
That, okay, so Project Cobra, is that like a business that's under the umbrella of a name, so it doesn't get out there while the details are still being discussed?
Yeah, I think it's been said it's a data center.
That has been said
it's a data center. Okay. But yeah, a lot of the specifics haven't been revealed yet, but will be. So that's something that's been a lot of work's being done on as well, and we're excited to be able to talk about that at some point very soon.
Is that going to be up for what vote? Where are we in that process?
You know, that's a good question. Okay. I was trying to look at that this morning. I think it's final vote.
Okay.
It could be second reading, but I think it's final vote, because these were spread out going back to much earlier in the year, so I'd have to double check that.
Yeah. And I know the quality of life, the county council years ago really listened to, I guess, the residents of the county and listened to what businesses wanted and wanted to improve the quality of life. So we have seen a boom in all of our parks, getting multiple upgrades. Ebenezer Park is back for another facelift. Allison Creek is almost everything just needs to be dotted and crossed, right?
Yeah, we are so excited about Allison Creek. And I'll tell you, I could talk about this for another hour, but I'll limit it to like 30 seconds. I've been out there twice in the last couple of weeks. We put together a video, a tour of Allison Creek that I cannot put out until we have an opening date. So it's in the can. We're ready to go with this video. It's great. And the park is beautiful. It's phenomenal. It's huge. There's a lot out there, and we can't wait to open the doors. I wish I could sit here and say, here's the date, but I got to hear from Catherine Jones and the folks in the Parks Department first, and haven't heard that yet. But they're in the final inspection phase, the punch list, all those kind of last minute stuff. We're making sure everything works, because when it opened up, they want it to be exactly right.
Sure. So. And of course, we all are paying attention to the Catawba Bend Preserve, and that's just going to be another gem for the county. And remember, that's a slow build out, yeah. just much like Anne Springs Close Greenway, but bite size attractions will open here and there. And I know we had the ranger on just the other day, talking about where we are in that process, and they're, you know, putting the trails in yep. and clearing that path and ready to go. You've already had one big event there. Was it about a year ago, right?
Yeah, it was in October of last year, and I believe they're going to do that again.
Gosh, the high school cross country.
I believe the plan is to do that
Great.
Again.
Okay, yeah. perfect.
But yeah, they're working on the main entrance road, what they call the loop road, designing that. There's a basic design being put together for the opening, the ranger station in the front, or like gatehouse, I guess you call it the gatehouse, and some restrooms, because you got to have that if you're going to have people out there.
Yeah.
Sure, so the trails are there. It's just a matter of getting people out there, getting good places to park, getting some things established they can open up. And believe me, they're sitting there every day just adrenaline rush, just wanting to get that place right. open, even to some basic things where people can get out there and see it.
And then we'll wrap up with Greg Suskin with this question. Of course, Greg is the public information officer with the York County Sheriff's Office. What is it like, especially on the county council, to have covered and watched these politicians, and now you work right beside them?
Ooh, wow. That's not something I can answer very quickly, but I'll try.
That question came from friend of the show, Manny Kimmel.
Thank you, Manny. I'm going to talk to him in just a minute. It's unique because, in fact, we're going to be doing a video a little bit later today with Bump Roddy. So something that he's involved in. So I'm trying to get council more on board with getting themselves out there more to show what they do. And it's been good in some ways. It's also been difficult because they're busy people and they've got other jobs and things that they're doing. So it's kind of one of those things where it's a meeting of the minds, try to figure out what works, what doesn't work. And we talked about working on someone else's schedule. In that situation, I'm working on someone else's schedule.
There you go.
I've always got to be aware of that. So.
Oh, wow. Well, again, it's great conversation always with Greg Suskin. He's the York County Public Information Officer. Follow York County on social media. Get signed up for all the alerts and follow them, especially on their YouTube channel, and go and see all of the informative videos that they have produced. It's high quality stuff, and you probably are going to walk away a more informed resident of York County. Okay, Manning Kimmel's ready to attack, Greg.
Ready to pounce.
You ready?
I'm ready too.
Okay, all right.